This week in The Wicked Wardrobe, I'm having a chat with somebody that I don't know, but I am fascinated to find out about, is Defrosted. Hello and welcome. How are you?
Hi, Wicked. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm on a roll this morning. I've just finished a chat with somebody, and I just think I'm in talk mode. It's early Monday morning, new week, and I haven't had coffee yet, but give it a minute. It'll kick in.
Oh, great! This is you without coffee.
Yeah, it's like, hang on.
You have a lot of energy.
Oh, good. Thank you for joining me. You were actually requested by.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, a handful of on my feedback form, just saying, hey, can you have a chat with Defrosted? Can you tell me a little bit about, like, how did your username come about?
Let's see. So my username used to be like Frosty, variations of Frosty, but coming on Reddit, all those were taken.
Oh, okay. So yeah, like they always are, right?
all the good ones are always taken.
Yeah.
So I had to think for a little bit. And I'm like, I'm nervous going into this.
Yeah.
So I can't really be Frosty anymore. So maybe I could be, I could defrost a little bit, warm up a little bit.
Oh, I love it. That's great. That's wow. And how long, well, first of all, what do you do in the naughty audio and not naughty audio space? How do you contribute?
So I pretty much just record audios.
Yeah. So you're a, you're a VA, a sent. For all purposes?
Sure, VA works.
Yeah, we'll use that. I use that term quite loosely. But we'll just kind of moan into a
it's
mic.
It's flattering.
Most people seem to, I don't know, be comfortable with that. So how long have you been in the space?
Oh, my God. I think off and on, I've been here for maybe 7 years now on Gone Wild Audio.
And posting for 7 years or like as a...
Well, I took a few really long breaks, but I've been posting probably over half of that time.
Wow. That's a long-term game in terms of being a VA in the space. That's really long.
I know. People don't tend to last much longer than a year, it seems like.
Yeah, right. I've often wondered what the half-life of a VA is on in this space. But 7 years, wow, that's... I think I had a chat with somebody who joined in 2012. I noticed you are on here since 2014. But yet, likewise, had taken, you know, significant breaks and changed how they contribute and
I can't imagine doing the same thing that entire time.
I would have thought that you'd need some downtime because this can be pretty intense, right? It's just creating constantly. So you're a VA in a space. What sort of content do you create, in terms of sort of genres or kinks? And with that, who is your sort of primary audience?
I don't know that I have one genre. Mm-hmm. I post on Gone Wild Audio. I post on Pillow Talk. And I post on my own subreddit.
Yeah.
So I guess not safe for work audios.
Yeah.
Comfort type stuff, sexy type stuff, and everything in between, I guess.
Love it. And are you creating primarily for any type of audience or more geared towards a female audience or a male audience?
I think most of my stuff is M for F, but I do a lot of M for All and maybe like 1 out of 5 of my audios is M for M.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So with... that, how did you get into recording and like what was your prompt and just like, hang on, I'm gonna do this?
I joined through Literotica. Do people still join through Literotica?
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah, old school, right? I mean, it's still fairly,
it's not
very
telling
active.
My age when I say something like that.
No, we don't know that. We're ageless here, right? We're completely ageless.
Okay. Of course.
So that's where you originally posted to and then happened upon GWA?
I never posted on Literotica.
Oh, okay.
I mostly read stuff and then I realized that there were like a handful of recordings and people recording and they had links to this like Reddit profile.
Yeah.
And, I stumbled on the Reddit profile. I listened and it was a lot more community oriented, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, people were commenting, people were flirting with each other in the comments section. I was all for it.
Yeah. Okay, so, and you decided, like, do you have a background in, like, voice acting or any sort of acting or performing? No
background.
Yeah. So is this a sort of a creative pursuit for you to do this? What is your motivation for recording and posting?
So, yeah, it's definitely a creative pursuit. So it's like these aspects of my life that were kind of dormant, like this sexuality that I wasn't really experimenting much with at the time, this flirtatiousness. I got to plug my imagination into the audio port and just see
that.
Where it took me.
Yeah.
And
okay,
I got this external validation, which was very good for me at the time.
Yeah. So have you, when you first posted, were you nervous about how, you know, how it would be received or what sort of response you would get?
Oh, yeah. I was very nervous.
Yeah.
But I kind of channeled that nervous energy, you know, like nervous energy is still energy.
True.
It was still like a type of excitement.
Yeah.
So.
And so were you surprised at the response to your audio and your voice?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah.
Like back then, it was like maybe 10 upvotes and one or two comments.
Yeah. But even that is like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody listened to me? What?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody upvoted me? Yeah, it's...
It felt really good.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I like what you said, that it's, you know, the validation of it all is, I don't know, kind of keeps me coming back for that, you know, that good
that hit of that, sweet, sweet dopamine.
That I was just about to say exactly that. Just like, I just need, you know, give me a hit of dopamine and all the endorphins. And yeah, can I just mainline that, please?
Yeah.
So yeah,
it feels really nice.
It is.
And people can be really perceptive in comments, like. They can hit home with a compliment in a way that feels really nice.
Yeah, yeah. With that and your comments, so I'm looking at your subreddit and, oh my God, 17,000 members on your subreddit. That's quite significant.
I know. Whoa. I'm very surprised.
Wow, that's incredible. And so with that, because I don't see you post very often to GWA. Has where you posted changed? Or like, I mean, obviously you... I guess that comes back to what is your motivation for doing this? Do you, like, you primarily post on your subreddit? Am I right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I do. I kind of spread out. I have a Patreon too. So
brilliant.
I'm making some money doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely part of the motivation.
Yeah. Okay. So perhaps GWA isn't really, I don't know, it's not your primary place, but
yeah, exactly.
You perhaps,
it used to be my primary place, but I kind of shot off from there and started my own subreddit, and I guess that's my primary place. And
yeah.
GWA is like my cross posting place, I guess.
Okay.
You would call it.
Yeah So because that's I don't know if I've seen a VA subreddit with such significant numbers, but I guess over a long period of time that will build.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they're all active. I imagine a lot of them were from like a year or two or a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So when you first started posting, and with what sort of regularity were you doing that?
When I first started?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if everyone has their like excitement phase when they first start or not.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
I definitely posted a lot when I first started.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't think it was every day, but it was definitely a lot.
Pretty regular, yeah. I know, I did in the beginning. I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, and when you post, it's like, oh, okay, is anyone going to listen? Is anyone going to... And you watch. And I know we shouldn't validate ourselves by the metrics, but, you know, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
You get that reinforcement,
right? It seeps
in
subconsciously eventually.
Yeah, very much so. And I don't know, it almost becomes a vice in a way, in that just like, okay, don't look at the numbers sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, just like, don't.
I know.
Because so with your content, do you do script fills? Do you create your own original content? How do you work?
I almost always do improvs. That's my favorite thing to do, is kind of my own stuff.
Wow. I am so in awe of people who have that ability, that natural ability to improv.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's wow. And so how often a week would you be posting now?
About once a week.
Yeah.
Sometimes twice a week.
Yeah. So if you've got, obviously, you know, Patreon commitments there, still uh-huh. creating exclusive content for there.
Yeah.
So how long has your Patreon been up and running? Like, at what point did you decide, you know what?
I don't remember, I can make a bit of cash here.
Or, you know, because it's not a cheap hobby, right? It's not a cheap hobby if you want to invest in the, you know, the equipment, right?
If you want to do your own recording studio, get a nice mic, get a nicer mic.
Yeah.
Get a nicer mic. It can definitely add up.
Yeah, very, very much so. So how long has your Patreon been up?
I don't know. Maybe 2 years is my best guess. I should know that.
Oh, no, I get it. I don't even know how long Patreon's been around, to be honest.
I know.
Maybe 2 years? I don't know. I should probably do the research.
Maybe
on
2 years.
Yeah. And were you surprised that people actually wanted to pay for your content, or was that requested by people?
It was requested, but it was still surprising to be requested, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when are you going to start a Patreon? I'm willing to pay for you to moan into a microphone. And I'm like, that's an option?
Yeah.
Are you going to pay me for this?
Yeah. Aside from Patreon, where else can people find your work?
I do have a YouTube channel.
Yeah?
I don't post there super often.
Okay.
I used to be more active. But mostly just my Reddit and my Patreon is about all I have the time for.
Yeah. I can imagine with, I guess, providing content for, you know, I'm still sort of blown away at that number of people on your site.
I know, I'm surprised too. I didn't realize I hit 17,000.
Yeah, wow. Quite something. So has it, in your personal life, has it made you, I'm not assuming you're lacking in confidence, but has it impacted you sort of on a personal level? Just think, which like, wow, I can do this and I'm kind of good at it and people want to pay me for it. So, you know, has that had an impact on you personally?
It definitely has.
Yeah.
I mean, there's kind of like two people. I kind of recognize that I'm playing a character.
And yeah.
There is a bit of like almost imposter syndrome there with like the disconnect of the confidence in characters.
Yeah.
So it's not like a one-to-one. It's not like people are calling me sexy online and then I feel sexy in real life. But it definitely has helped with my confidence.
Yeah. I, the things about yourself, because I get the whole persona of Defrosted and, you know, mine is Wicked Fairy. It's like, I don't walk around thinking I'm Wicked Fairy. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm just me. And I do this thing on the side. But,
exactly. Yeah, like, you're not just walking up to people and
like, hey, do you
start
know
seducing them.
Yeah, it's like, hey, how you doing?
Do you know how many subscribers I have?
I'm kind of a big deal. it's, I don't know, fake internet fame. I don't know. But having that, are you, do people in your real life know what you do here in the space?
I don't have anybody. I'm very private about it.
Yeah.
Very secretive.
Would it be an issue if people did know that you create erotic content?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I'd much rather keep it contained.
Yeah, just keep it
but
to yourself.
I mean, if I had a handful of friends that knew, it probably wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Unless they went around telling everybody, and then it would be awkward.
Yeah. I'm fortunate enough to, kind of fortunate, and I have no qualms in. I tell everybody and anybody. It's like, but not specifically about me, but about the space. It's like, have you heard about this?
Really?
Do you have? Yeah. It's like, guess what? I do it, but I don't give them my username necessarily. Like, you can't listen to me, but get a load of this.
That's awesome. What do they say?
They're usually actually everybody's been supportive. Some have said, that's great.
Really?
You do you.
Aww.
That's fine. Like I've said previously in chats, I told my dad and
my God.
I haven't got around to telling
that's
my mom.
That's so brave.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just think I'm of a certain age, so I just give zero fucks. You know, I'm just like,
great.
Here I am. And I want to be an advocate for the space because I'm only sort of a couple of years into this. Fairy Princess Lucy, I'm shouting out to you again to say the Gone Wild ecosystem is how she phrased it. And I was like, I'm only sort of a couple of years wandering around this space. And
a couple of years is a lot.
Yeah. Oh, only really sort of been creating about a year. But
okay.
But still, yeah, it's I I tell everybody and anybody, you know, within reason. I told my accountant recently as well, via a call. So, you know, our next face-to-face might be a little awkward. just like, hey.
Yeah.
but, yeah, likewise, better start declaring this income. But, yeah, so you keep it to yourself. So within the space, do you interact with we're talking about reading comments, and I'm really interested to know as a you know, particularly as a male creator, mm-hmm. how has that sort of historically been for you, interactions with, because I know it has been problematic in the community at times.
Do for
you
sure.
Do you have like quite set boundaries and limits?
Very rarely do I have to set boundaries and limits.
Yeah.
Like, I always get so shocked when I hear, like, the female performers talking about their experiences, because I don't get experiences like that at all.
That's
like, people
crazy.
Are really respectful to me.
Yeah.
People are always, like, so embarrassed and shy about telling me that they like my voice.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm so sorry to tell you this.
It's like,
but I actually find you really sexy.
That's, I'm really glad that you've not had any sort of negative experiences or
mm-hmm.
Do any of them get a little, you know, hey, how you doing? sort of, because I know that
sure
been,
some people are like a bit insistent.
Yeah. That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Insistent.
But they usually get the message. It's not like I even have to set boundaries myself.
That's really good.
Reply to them, they'll kind of get the message.
Yeah. So you don't, like, how do you handle those sort of, you know, overzealous comments or, you know, attempts to, I don't know, interact further?
If I can't respond to it, I tend to just not respond to it.
Yeah.
And it kind of just fades away and goes away. Like,
that's,
I don't have the same problems that a lot of female performers have, where, like, they're sometimes male listeners will just keep, you know, not take no for an answer.
I'm so pleased to hear that people are generally, mm-hmm. you know, mindful and respectful of you as the creator and can...
I've been really lucky.
Yeah, draw that line with you as well, that, you know, it's like, let's not objectify and let's not, you know, develop any sort of parasocial situation going on here.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I go that far.
Okay, all right. I often wonder, given your following and, you know, what has sort of gone on in the community over the past 18 months, mm-hmm. If you'd experienced in that. And I'm really, really glad to know that you haven't, you know, and it's all been...
I've been really thankful about how lucky I've been.
Yeah, really.
It's always such a jarring experience hearing these female voice actor experiences.
Yeah, it is, right? It's just hang on. First of all, I struggle with, I don't have those experiences. Thankfully, I do set limits and boundaries. Yeah, I feel very, I know, I don't know whether it's because it's the type of content that I share, but I kind of think don't, because... Yeah, no.
I like that.
I think
they respect you before they've even slid into your DMs.
I think so. I think that might be part of it, whether I give off that vibe. I don't know. But
That's great.
I feel really thankful that I don't really have to deal with that very often.
Because you're very warm and friendly, too. You don't have to be, like, cold and bossy to give that vibe, which is nice. Like, you can be friendly and set
just
kind
like,
of boundaries.
You know, hang on. Living, breathing human woman here. Do not need to see you or know how happy you are to listen to my audios on that level. So I'm happy for you that you you enjoy it, but I don't need all the details. I guess I'm just so grateful that people listen and engage and look, I'm up for a bit of banter every now and then, mm-hmm. and it can be playful, but you know, it's as long as people know where the line is and respect the, you know, that I'm a creator, and this is, you know, this is fantasy. Have you found out, or have you discovered in doing this for such a long period of time, new things about yourself in that, you know, just like, oh, I didn't know that kink would, you know, kind of resonate with me.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially in terms of like sexual interests or scenarios or kinks. A lot of those. It's been quite the sexual exploration for me.
Oh, how wonderful. I too have. Has any of it surprised you that just like, what? Hang on. That
everything.
Yeah.
Every kink is like, wow, that's, I can understand that. I get that. Yeah. I see where they're coming from.
And with that, you know, seeing posts, like, do you listen to audio? I know that might sound like a silly question, but I know a number of creators who just don't so much anymore. But you still, do you listen?
I'm kind of like that. I don't so much anymore, but I've been around for so long. I've listened to, I don't know, thousands of audios by now.
Yeah.
But I'm at the point where I'm like a little fatigued. I don't really like editing my own stuff or listening back to myself. So I think that's given me some audio fatigue, maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't listened as much as I used to.
Yeah. It's kind of, did your perception of the space change once you started recording? You know, you're just like, oh, well, you kind of seem behind the mic.
Yeah. It has, yeah. Everyone, like, everyone was like so sexy and attractive and out of my league. And this is like, oh my God, they're so confident. And they're doing all this stuff. And then, I mean, I still think people are very confident and sexy and attractive, but it's not like, it seems much more manageable now. And like anyone could do it.
Yeah. I think with like, how did you start? Did you just go get it and buy a microphone, or how did you first begin recording?
Oh man, what did I record on? Some really crappy headset.
Yeah.
Some like $10 headset from 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Some horrible audio quality with horrible background noise.
Have you listened to that? Have you listened to your early recording?
Oh no, I'm not gonna, I would not be able to take that.
I would never. You know, I had a chat a couple of weeks ago. It was me. I was being interviewed, and I know it was talking about how there's that audio out there that it's a script of a VA being, you know, sort of kidnapped and being tortured by having to listen to their early recordings.
No, please, like, no.
That is torture. You don't understand. That is real torture. You know, just.
What did you start out on?
My phone.
Okay.
My phone and my wardrobe.
That wasn't really an option back then.
Yeah.
That's how old, I guess,
how long you've been around in space.
Yeah, how long I've been around.
Yeah, it was on my phone. In my wardrobe, in my actual wardrobe. I call this this little space the Wicked Wardrobe, because it's not a wardrobe, but it feels like it's quite small. It's perfectly suited for what I'm doing, but I call it the Wicked Wardrobe.
It's cute. I like it. It's got a little personality.
Yeah, it does. It does, it would seem. But my phone was mine. So you're just like on a headset, and I like that you don't edit. I like that. There's not many of us that don't edit, that just raw.
Do edit a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've kind of been pulled into it. I feel like there's more and more expectation to have certain sound effects. So over the last year, I've done a lot more editing, but I used to just like record in the basic sound recording app.
Yeah.
You know, click play right when I was ready, click stop right when I finished, and then just post it.
Yeah.
I don't even listen back to it.
Yeah, that's exactly my process as well. It's
really,
it's unusual to find someone else who does that. Yay, high five us.
That's awesome.
Because
I miss it.
Yeah, the simplicity of it, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So simple, just like, you know, go take care of business, record it and post it. And I don't like listening back to myself. It's no.
Has it gotten better or has it gotten worse listening back to yourself?
Because I've been doing quite a lot of quite a few collabs, obviously because I'm doing this, have to listen to myself.
Oh, no.
And it's like what? You don't even go here. Stop it. Shh, 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 shh. Sort of thing, you know. It's getting better. Sexy time stuff is still like.
It's hard to listen to sexy stuff.
But I also feel like for collabs, if I am, and again, I use this term loosely, editing them, I want to do the best I can because it's not just me, it's other people, you know, that I'm creating.
Yeah.
And also for my Patreon content, I feel like I owe it to them. They're paying money. So, yeah, it's... I don't know. I feel I owe it to them to, you know, give them the best that I can. So, yeah, other than that, no, I'm just a cold read, one take.
Okay.
Record.
So you think you're saying you record differently on Patreon and...
Yeah, yeah, a little. I just put, I don't know, more time and energy into it. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's evolving, but yes, my process has changed and has developed. So with regards to your equipment and where you've obviously, like you said, a good microphone and then a better microphone and then a much better microphone. How has that evolved over the past 7 years for you?
Actually, not much. Yeah. I started with like a headset. I must have been recording on a headset.
Yeah.
Different headsets at least for like a year or two. Mm-hmm. At some point, I got a Blue Yeti, and that's still what I'm using.
Yeah.
I'm looking at new stuff now.
Yeah.
But it's got me this far. Like,
yeah.
It's a pretty good microphone.
That's what I record on. And that's what I have.
Yeah.
I'm on a Blue Yeti X, and it does the job for me.
Do
you
It's a great, easy microphone.
Yeah, right. For what I'm doing, yeah, absolutely. Do you have a set space in which you record?
I record in bed, I record at my desk, sometimes I record in a closet if there's too much beeping and construction outside.
Yeah.
I'm very casual about my recording space. I don't have anything set up.
Flexible. Love it. Yeah, that flexibility and being able to just grab your mic and record. So you...
It's nice, recording in bed. Yeah. It's very relaxing.
Well, I used to, when I was recording on my phone, and occasionally I'd take my... Blue Yeti in you know to my bedroom with my laptop and do my thing but I've just bought a field recorder so I can leave this all
a field recorder
it's like a field mic so it's a recorder and microphone all in one
interesting
and then you just use it like a card reader and you know hook it up to your PC or your laptop or wherever and download it to there and so there's gonna be some bedtime situations and probably some bath time situations and
That's a great idea I'll have to try that
I've
tried recording like taking my Blue Yeti and like dragging the cord into the bathroom to record like shower sound effects
or
maybe get a little bit of an echoey ambience but it never really works out too well.
Well, I'm very happy with what I messaged a few. I'm on a creator server with a few editors. I was like, what do I get? I don't know what to get. Because I also like to, I've got a little YouTube channel and I'm wanting to record outside just a narration of a book that I'm reading chapters of.
That sounds really cute.
Yeah.
I would love to hear those ideas.
Yeah. You know,
I need ideas like that too.
Just, going... I'm recording under my favorite tree. I live on a bit of acreage, so there's a particular tree in the paddock that I sit out there and speak the words and with this little field mic, field recorder, which is really great.
Yeah, and then you get all the natural ambience.
Yeah.
You don't have to edit anything in.
No. It's, I could probably go and record it and then edit it, but I want that... that immersive experience, like this is me under my tree, and the book that I'm reading is quite specific to their type of tree. It'll all make sense if you listen to it. But I like
it's a tree book.
Yeah, well, kind of. It's called Seven Little Australians, which has great sentimental value to me. But the context of the story suits the environment which I'm recording. So. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'm enjoying it so far. So are you looking to expand beyond Patreon or for now this is good? This is where you're at. That's your focus?
I've considered doing commissions.
Yeah, I was wondering.
I'm thinking about that. Commissions seem like the way the wind is blowing, I guess.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Like 2 years ago, it was Patreon, and now it's commissions. So
yeah.
I've definitely been thinking about it. I'm kind of slow to move, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, if there's no sort of real need, I guess, at your own pace, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. With that, aside from commissions work, have you worked with other creators in the space? Have you ever done collaborations?
I've never done a collab before. Yeah.
Is that something you'd be interested in doing?
It is.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared off by all the editing prospects, but it is something I'm definitely interested in.
Yeah. And do you interact with other creators in the space? Like the other creator community so much?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I don't feel super active, but like a little bit.
Yeah. It was for my first few months I didn't, but to to discover the creator community is something that I didn't anticipate.
Yeah.
It's like hugely supportive, I find.
Generally. I know, yeah.
Yeah.
People, voice actors are so sweet.
Yeah.
Everyone's been so nice to me.
Yeah, I'm just like, hang on, I don't know you random person on the internet, but we kind of do the same thing. And because it can be quite, I don't know if you've found this over the period of time, but it can be kind of isolating in a way, as you have all this adulation and, appreciation come from listeners. But I don't know, when you record something and it does really well, I kind of want to say, oh my God, I want to speak to another VA. It's like, oh my God, this happened. And, I'm really proud of it, or just like, I can't believe this happened, and have like-minded people to bounce off, I think is...
Definitely. I think that's really important too. Like, otherwise you start getting into that zone where you're like, oh no, someone got more upvotes than me.
Oh yeah.
And then you get like jealous and you put them down.
Oh, then it messes with your
happy
head.
For them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be a bit of a, it can really mess with your head. If you get caught up in the dreaded upvote
Yeah, exactly. So I think a really good antidote to that is just, and meeting your fellow creators and realizing that they're awesome people.
Yeah.
They're nice and sweet. You
have
nothing to be jealous about.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you...
Or maybe something to be jealous about, but nothing to be competitive about.
Admire their, and just go, wow. But also to... Yeah, when you talk about imposter syndrome, I'm the same. It's like, I don't... What? You listen to my stuff?
Kind
of get a bit more. But you're this, high-profile, just... You put out amazing stuff, and then they get that... they say to you, like, oh, my God, I love your stuff. It's like, shut up, I love your stuff. No, I love your stuff. And then the loving begins, It's just... Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely reached out to a few creators, and they're like, wait, you know who I am? You know my name?
Yeah.
You're so sexy and amazing and awesome. Yeah. You know my name?
It's like, more. just doing
the fangirling hits so hard.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I don't know. After a while, I kind of get, I'm just doing me. And whilst, every now and then the metrics of it all, does have an impact, I'm getting much better at, I don't know if you are, but I'm just getting much better at, like, I'm just going to do me. And once it's out there, it's out of my control, right? I can fret about it, or I can just let it go, and just enjoy the fact that, if 10 people listen to it, yay,
That's great. I'm glad you're you've been improving your outlook.
It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
And then,
it's hard not to have those days. Like Reddit kind of shoves it in your face, all these metrics.
Yeah. Just like, this is how much you're worth today. It's like, what?
Here's how many people like you compared to someone just like you and how much they like them.
That's right. But also realizing that, we all bring our own flavor to this space. Nobody sounds
like
me. Nobody sounds like you. And and recognizing that, we are unique in our own ways. So I wanted to know, with regards to the content that you do create, as it is all improv, have you ever got to, your own sort of limit with regards to what you're... creating, or are you exploring different genres and different kinks, and sort of do people request things from you, or just like, this type of audio or that type of audio? Or,
So I do, like, maybe every 6 months I'll set up these mega threads, I suppose they're called.
Yeah.
Just asking for requests. That's one of the things I really like about improving, is that I can just kind of like take someone's request, take someone's idea, kind of metabolize it in my own way, and then I can kind of create something pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I definitely have been experimenting a lot with new kinks, new things, you know, things that I never thought I would be into. Like rape stuff, mommy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff that I never really considered myself into, but after trying, you know, gender bending stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that is actually kind of satisfying and fun and has lots of elements of things I do enjoy in it.
Yeah. If they're new to you, do you sort of actively go and research and or listen to similar content to try and get an understanding of it?
Yeah, definitely. There's so many audios on Gone Wild Audio. I can always find something to get ideas from.
Yeah. Have any of the requests been like a limit for you? Just like, yeah, no, that's not happening.
There's a lot of ones that are like really, really specific. Like I've gotten quite a few requests and most of them I don't do.
Yeah.
Some are a bit too similar to ones I've already done before. Some are like very, very specific, and it's hard for me to kind of like metabolize that and put my own spin on it because it doesn't really work for me.
Because you need to have that inherent, like that connection with what you're creating. You need for it to sort of be
kinda, yeah.
Yeah, authentic and genuine.
That's the I guess the problem that I run into with improv is I do kind of have to have, it kind of has to feel natural for me.
Yeah.
It can't feel forced or wrong in any way.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's one part of improv that, yeah, you, it needs to come from within, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're not feeling it or if you're not comfortable with it, then
it's all like stoppy and starty and like, what do I say here? I have to think about that. It's not natural.
Yeah.
The thing with improv is it's just got to keep flowing no matter what. And if you don't know anything about what you're talking about, it's not going to flow.
Yeah, I wonder that then if you sort of open up commissions then and you get, you know, those requests that I was like, yeah, I don't know anything about that. And I don't know how I feel about that before, you know, sort of committing to doing it.
Yeah.
That could be, I've had a couple of commissions that I was like, I know I've talked about before. One was about wedgies and all the different types of wedgies. And I'm like, well, I don't know anything about that. I thought there was just one. But
I didn't either. There's multiple wedgies.
There most definitely are. And but I kind of love that as well. Just like, how do I'm learning. I'm growing and I'm expanding my own knowledge and my own repertoire and my own range. Of what I create. And I often wonder that with people who improv, who have that incredible skill to do that. On one hand, you have all the freedom, but on the other hand, when you do get a prompt or a request or potentially a commission, if you don't know it, you can't speak it, right? You can't
exactly
create it. When you do record or create a new audio, what is your process? Do you sort of map it out in your mind? Do you write kind of like bullet points? Do you do you write a script or how do you work?
I've done a little bit of everything. I think the thing I always do is map it out in my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, my favorite parts of recording an audio are the fantasizing, the mapping it out, the actual improv and recording, and then like the comments afterwards. So I really enjoy just the mapping out process. How would the scenario go down? Just imagining it go down in my head. And sometimes if it's like a little complicated, if there's like some say from the listener or something specific I really like that I came into my mind, sometimes I'll write like a small little opener, script opener, and I'll start there. And then I kind of...
Do you just naturally sort of run with it then?
Yeah, usually I'll record the scripted part, like pause it, and then go into the improv afterwards and just kind of edit them together.
Right. Wow. That's really, really, I like that. I'm trying not to get my own head around that process. Do you, like, where do you, aside from requests and prompts and things, where do you get your ideas from? What's your inspiration, I guess? Where do you seek sources of inspiration?
I get a lot of it. I mean, I've listened to a lot of GWA audios. Yeah. I've gotten a lot of inspiration from other people's audios.
Yeah.
I also just have a very expansive imagination, I guess. Yeah. A very sexual imagination, yeah, sometimes. And there's, yeah, like a lot there to explore if I let myself.
Yeah. I guess. Like, what sort of numbers are we talking about in terms of the audios you've created? I know we've said sort of 7 years and...
I have no idea.
17,000. Yeah, have you ever tried... Like, do you have an archive? I know you've got a...
I do have an archive.
Master list there.
it's sorted into, like, 8 or 9 categories. A few hundred, at least.
Whoa. That's... oof. That's a lot of audio. It's a lot of hours.
It's a lot of audio.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hours.
I recently updated my archive and put it in a spreadsheet because, you know, kind of like a spreadsheet. And
yeah, I should have put it in a spreadsheet. That would have been a lot.
Well, I tallied up the hours and the numbers, and I was like, oh. So that's where
all my time's gone. Yeah.
In
my winter, in my 2020, in my
2020. It's kind of frightening in a way when it sort of just like came out with the final numbers. It's like, what? What? It's just like, okay.
But it's also it's like all these skills you worked on that are just kind of random and obscure.
Yeah. Have you seen or have you heard, I guess, that evolution in your own journey from, you know, from the beginning to now, that must be incredibly satisfying to, you know, think about your original postings and what you offered sort of 7 years ago. And now you're in this place where, you know, this is this a hobby for you? Is it a bit of a side project or do you invest a bit?
It's like a hobby, a side gig, a part-time job. I don't really know how to classify it.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I don't know. I feel fortunate that I have the time and energy to, you know, commit quite a lot of time to this. And I love it. I love the whole process of it. But I understand that, you know, for some people it's not always an option to do this. So but you've got the means and time as well to create.
Yeah I mean, sometimes I have to force myself, sometimes I'm not like super in the mood, and maybe that comes across in my audio, but most of the time I'm excited and like I've been thinking about things all day. You know, I'm ready to go home and record some smut.
Yep, we love it in the smutosphere. Are there times when you're like, you've got a commitment that you've got to where you're just not feeling it?
Absolutely, yeah. I guess that's part of like monetizing it. That's the problem you run into is like you're now responsible. You have these responsibilities, and sometimes that means that you have to feel a responsibility when you're not super feeling it.
Yeah, it does take... It's a different approach, isn't it? Because as much as I don't want to call it work, because I enjoy it so much, when there is that responsibility that you have to record, you know, a certain number of audios each month. It's a different approach, isn't it? I'm just so damn appreciative that anybody wanted... pay extra, but, you know,
it's so validating and so amazing that people pay, but there's also like that little it takes a little bit out of it too to be paid for it.
It does a little bit. Do you interact much on your Patreon with your subscribers? So what
I respond to everything.
Yeah. What sort of benefits do you offer your patrons?
So right now I go with bonus audios. I go with polls, like people voting. Like I kind of like throw 6 ideas out there and let people vote on the audio they would like to hear.
Nice.
In a new one I'm just trying out now is like an alternate ending one. I haven't
Oh.
gotten around to recording it, but like since I've been recording for so long, I have, I guess, like cult classics or like people,
Yep,
things that
your
people
greatest
talk
hits.
about.
Yep,
Yeah. They're like,
yep.
when's there gonna be a part two to this? You haven't done this in 2 years, but I want a part two. I want a part two.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm thinking is that like I'm gonna go have a twist at the end, maybe turn a
Oh.
safer work audio into a not safer work audio,
Oh, I like it.
turn it into
Yeah.
not safer work audio and have a cute cuddly ending, make
Yeah.
like an M sub audio, have a dum dum ending, a switch
Yeah.
outcome turn out differently, just kind of play around with some some of the
Yeah.
old hits.
We're going to remaster this and reinvent it and present it to you in a
Yeah.
whole new way. That's a brilliant idea. I think that's, yeah, particularly if people are requesting that, and your patrons are just like, hey, can you do this? Or a, yeah. Wow. Wow, I really like that concept. I had a chat with, by the time this gets posted, I had a chat with Darling Molly, a creator. I don't know if you're aware of them.
I don't think I know them.
Get them in your ears. Yeah,
The wicked seal of approval.
very, very much so. They were telling me about they have a thing called Whose Prompt Is It Anyway? And I just thought, oh, that's brilliant. So she can...
On their Patreon.
no, not on their Patreon. I think just on their profile for their listeners to I think they put it out as an anonymous Google form, and yeah, people can submit their prompts. And so they get them and just and create content out of that. And I was like, whoa. And
How
it
interesting.
expands their mind and their, I don't know, that's their creative sort of push for that, for a particular audio. It's like how awesome to have that input from the people who are supporting you and following you and listening to you
I
to
know.
hand over some of that. I don't know. Yeah, not responsibility, but yeah, give them the option to comment on that one.
Yeah, and they're like they have so many creative ideas, like listeners, commenters. I'm surprised at like always like the well of ideas that I get on all of my mega threads.
So is that's all public, is it? Or is that something for
Yep.
Patreon only? Oh, but it's
It's all public on my Reddit.
okay. All right. Well, that's a,
Yeah, feel
that's
free to
ex
go through them and see
Oh,
if
I'm
there's any
so gonna
interesting.
check that out. Yeah. Okay. So, in that respect, so people can find you on Patreon. You have a YouTube channel, but it's not you're not submitting to that. It's not quite as
It's not really
active.
active.
Okay.
You don't have to plug that or like
Okay.
that or
All
anything for
right.
me.
But it's primarily your subreddit is where you post on a
Yeah, pretty
kind of a
much.
weekly basis. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. Well, I will add those links in the post, but
Oh, thank you.
thank you. Thank you for
Of course, Wiccan.
I'm quite just fascinated at a creator that's been in this space, and kudos to you for sticking it out because this can be a tough place and creative-wise as well. That's some longevity.
That's true. I've survived a long time.
You have you and you don't seem to be slowing down in any way, which is brilliant for for the people who follow you. I know, sometimes when, I don't know, I don't like that term high profile, but those who have to leave for whatever reason, and there's always a bit of a void, it's like, oh.
Yeah, for sure.
Not going to hear that voice again, or that creator,
Yeah.
or their content. But
Yeah, it's sad. Just like
yeah,
how many burning stars
I
burn
know,
out?
right? Oh gosh, just like
How many stars, holes in the sky there are?
I know. Particularly when they have had a significant following or put out a significant amount of content, or even sometimes if it's not a lot of content, but it's
But you really liked it, or there's like a
yeah.
special audio
Oh
you'd
gosh.
like.
Oh, and that's almost kind of next level, which is like when they stop creating, but if they also remove all their content, it's like
Yeah. No.
I'm never going to hear that again, or just, you know, particularly when you have your favourites. And
Yeah.
I do have a couple of...
I have a favorite. Is that okay to say?
Oh yeah, they're aware. I've not been shy in sharing that, but who are no longer in this space, but are elsewhere. But yeah, I think you know how great that we got to experience it at all. So yeah, I'm to whoever it was that sent in the anonymous. Google form on my Get in My Ears subreddit. Thank you for suggesting Frosty, because this has been really delightful.
Thank you. You came so prepared. Yeah. You had so many questions. That was so good.
Don't use that word. Oh my goodness.
You're so good at casual conversation.
I have been known to enjoy a chat. But you know, guys, I think we're approaching 30 episodes or 30 chats. So,
I know, it's great. You work out your schedule so well. These people are all around the world. And I'm so surprised at your ability to make times work.
Yeah, I guess therein is one of those situations where I just feel really fortunate that I have the time and the means to be able to do it, particularly as I'm on the other side of the world from the majority of the people I talk to. I really enjoyed getting to know you and discovering your content. So thank you to the listener who sent in that feedback form. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this chat as much as I have. So, Frosty, thank you. I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Yeah, see you out in the wild, Wicked. Thank you.